Len, what is your perspective when you see people like a Luke Jensen talking about Tiger Woods and what he's accomplished and comparing it to a Roger Federer? Just how unique is this in the time, in the many, many years that you covered sports?
Well, I'll tell you, I've never seen two better. And it just shows that, first of all, you have to have talent, Nick. You know, you can't manufacture that. You can get better, but you have to have that natural talent that both of these men have. But the thing about them is their dedication to what they're doing and the focus that they have, when particularly in crunch time, when you're talking about in the finals, you're talking about the last round of a golf tournament. These two guys have it. They're able to focus and concentrate on their game plan, and they all have a game plan. You listen to Tiger Woods, he has a game plan. He knows exactly where he wants to hit the ball on every hole of every golf tournament because he has studied it, and most of the time he's capable of doing that. But the guy is just phenomenal. You know, both of those guys are, you know, I don't play that much tennis, but I can't imagine, Nick, I know you do, a ball coming 130 miles an hour over that net inside the lines, and you got to try to return that thing. These guys are so good. I mean, I know that they start generally at an early age, but what they have done to get to that level, you really have to focus, and you really have to train very hard and be ready. You're talking about Serena Williams. Well, she was ready. She was in shape. And she was dedicating herself to it, getting back to what she really does best. And it just shows that if you, it's the mind. Isn't this the mind games here, Nick? I think it is, because it's so much is between your ears on how successful you're going to be. And in order to be successful, you know, you have to dedicate yourself to working very hard to get better at all of your skills.